Joe Fisher for a few minutes here and talk about what's going on with Vanderbilt University. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, guys. It's U.S. Open Day begins for the women. Interesting, yesterday, Marina Alex, the freshman from Vanderbilt, freshman All-American who qualified for the Open, played her practice round with Lorena Ochoa. She has a blog on the VUCommodores.com website talking about that experience and what it was like to play 18 holes with arguably the top female golfer in the world. And I'll say this, she probably dealt with a lot more crowds yesterday than she will today. You know, yesterday being the final, being the practice day and all that, and getting through with everything that goes along with that, a lot of autographs to sign, all those kind of things. Well, then today she tees off, I believe, in the opening round, in the next to last group of the day, and she plays with a couple of other relatively unknown players. She'll really sort of be playing in anonymity today. So it'll be interesting to see. She had a great experience with the crowds, and now to see how it comes out to today when she's really kind of out there all on her own.
I think it might be a good thing, Joe. Yeah. You know, you go in there, you're nervous, you're playing with Ochoa, and then all of a sudden no one's around. You're like, hey, this is just like I'm playing back when you know, nothing was on the line. You could maybe relax you.
I think it would overall be a very good experience. I think you're right. I would rather her have done it this way than have been, you know, paired with somebody in round three for the first time in a major, you know, scale and have to deal with it, you know, in round three of the event. So it's going to be really interesting to see how she handles it. She's not the longest hitter. She is one of those, you know, fairways and greens kind of players, but in a U.S. Open, that's usually the type of player that can do well because the course is obviously tougher, the rough is much tougher than usual, and so the players that can hit it straight and stay out of trouble have a chance. So it's going to be a great experience for her nonetheless. Just hope she plays well.
And, Joe, the experience of playing in front of the crowds has to be one that's really going to help her, too, down the road.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a great growing experience for her, not only for, you know, future pro career, but for her future career at Vanderbilt. After getting off to such a great start this past season, you know, expectations are certainly going to be high for her for the rest of her collegiate career. But to have an opportunity to play in arguably the biggest women's tournament in the world right off the bat as a freshman or sophomore to be in college, it's just got to be a great experience for her.
Do you know what the schedule's like for Brant Snedeker as he gets set to go play in the British Open?
You know, I do not, to be honest. I need to find that out, see what his schedule's going to be, when he's going to be there and all that. But it's got to be interesting from his standpoint to go home last Sunday and go, oh, I've got to make plans to go overseas.
You know, find my passport.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got that updated. He spent a lot of time, you remember, in his off seasons playing in a lot of those tournaments around the world. So I think that won't be an issue for him.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, guys. Thanks. Yep.